It was the mid-70s when Dell became the equivalent of the Santa Fe Springs answer to Chuck Yeager. At least, that's what he kept boasting. I flew with him immediately after he received his private pilot's license. The only place he knew where to fly was the practice area where he flew with his instructor. He grinned like a Cheshire Cat when we circled the area over and over. And then he decided to do a power-on stall. Now, for those unfamiliar with the term, it is where you point the nose of the plane up to where God lives until he no longer wants you to come any closer, and then you stop. You turn over, and you fall fast, and to make matters worse, you spin, and you spin fast. All of the time, you're no longer heading up, you're heading down, toward hell. I knew the plane finally leveled when I saw the school kids shooting hoops and the ball was going over the wings of the plane. That was it for me. How we made it safely back to Brackett Field, I will never know. I think the brown spot I left on the front seat of his plane was still there when he sold it. Sometime later, when he invited West Curtis and me to fly from Long Beach to Happy Camp, I should have known better. Wes, however, boasted about the great fishing along the Trinity River, and besides, his folks lived there. We could stay at their place for free. Dell jumped at that. We left the Long Beach airport at 6 a.m. The sun was just breaking over the eastern horizon, and it was a beautiful sight. The sky was blue and the wind was calm. I sat in the back seat because Wes mentioned he had 2 hours of flight instruction, and could be Dell's qualified and viable co-pilot. While in flight, I asked Dell how many flying hours he chalked up after he received his license. Somehow, his answer of 14 hours caused chills to resonate down my back into my ankles. I knew for sure that somewhere along this flight there would be another brown spot, this time in the back seat, to complement the one West was sitting on. It seems I would be marking my territory all over this plane. Unbeknownst to either of them, I had brought along my friend, Jack Daniels. He was quietly resting in a satchel immediately to the left of my quivering body. The trip from Long Beach to Sacramento Executive Airport went well. There was not a bump in the entire flight. We stopped for fuel and for breakfast. I should have known the trip was jinxed when after breakfast the engine wouldn't start. No matter, Dell said. We'll get a jump. A jump? What the hell do you think this is, a 53 Chevy on Friday night in Whittier? You can't jump a plane. You could this one. Don't quote me here, but I think this plane was powered by an engine from a Corvair. You heard it right, a Corvair, not a Corsair. We finally arrived over Happy Camp. The sky over the entire state was clear and blue, except over Happy Camp. It sat in a valley. Because of the smoke and the one single cloud, the only thing we could see of the valley floor was the mill's smokestack. West said, "Let's chance it. I think the airport's just past the chimney and a little to the left." You just heard the quiet intellect of our navigator. It was about that time Mr. Daniels and I became close friends. It seemed like hours of circling before there appeared a hole in the cloud, and we dropped down through it and over the middle of the airport. We approached the runway about midpoint and did not have enough distance to land, more importantly, to stop. At the end of the runway was a huge mountain. On came the power, and we banked left around in a circle again, this time under the cloud. I thought perhaps Mr. Daniels and I would be together the entire weekend, but he vanished quicker than a newlywed bride's nighty. The weekend was swell, and when it was time to start home, Dell mentioned we would have to lighten the load. Apparently the 2 pounds of fish we caught between the three of us would cause the plane not to fly. Because of the excess weight, we could not take off with full fuel. Forget dumping the fish that could be purchased at Safeway for 39 cents a pound. We had to dump the fuel. I had already checked the Greyhound schedule, and a bus wasn't leaving Happy Camp for 6 weeks. Okay, Captain Yeager, you the boss. We fueled at Siskiyou Airport and headed south over Mount Shasta. Climbing at 50 feet per minute, we decided to forget that. This plane couldn't climb over Mount Pimple. I looked down at Highway 5 and saw a Volkswagen Bug traveling faster than us. It must have been the extra fish we were carrying. We finally managed altitude, and by 9 p.m. we were over the Los Angeles basin. Long Beach Airport reported a mid-air collision between two planes over the ocean. I wondered if one of them was us. They directed all incoming flights to use an alternate runway, one Dell had not used before. Great. Just great. As we approached touchdown, I thought that a speed of 100 knots, or 115 miles per hour, was a little fast to land. The mid-air collision had us all rattled just a bit. Dell finally realized he had forgotten to lower the flaps. He powered on and went around again. By this time, we were all getting used to that. When the plane finally came to a stop, I got out and before anything else, I kissed the ground. It had been quite an experience. On the way home, I stopped off at Safeway and picked up 10 pounds of anything. By this time, all I really wanted was Maalox. Seriously, Dell, you are a wonderful friend and I have nothing but fond memories of our time together. You have my utmost respect and I am proud to call you my pal. I wish you the happiest birthday ever. Be well, my friend.